Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last two ahadith under the chapter on the desirability of shaking hands when meeting, having a cheerful countenance, kissing the hands of a pious man, kissing one's child out of compassion, embracing one who arrives from a journey, and the dislike of bowing down. We explained that sometimes you find people when they're meeting, then they bow down even a little bit. That also is not liked. Because bowing down is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even that slight bowing is also for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person, although we bow down much more in ruku and sajda, but just that mere imitation of a person that is bowing down in ibadat, that also is not liked in our deen. So therefore we should be very careful. Meet a person, meet normally, don't imitate any acts of ibadat for a human being. This is exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tahqiranna min al-ma'roof shay'a, walau an talqa akhaka bi wajhin talqin. Rawahu Muslim. Hadith Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that do not look down upon any action. Do not consider any action to be trivial, even if it means meeting your brother with a cheerful countenance. Do not consider any good action to be trivial, even if it means meeting your brother with a cheerful countenance. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that every good action, this is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a favor from Allah ta'ala. Don't consider it as small, and because you're considering it small, you're leaving it out. You don't know that one action that you may consider small, maybe that one action that purchases you Jannah. We give that example of Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullah alayh, and he took a boat just to say yarhamukallah to someone that was on a ship and sneezed and said alhamdulillah. And that night he told in a dream that purchased Jannah for one dirham. Simple action like saying yarhamukallah. Now if it was me and you, will think that is something trivial. So what this hadith is teaching us, that don't consider any good action as trivial, even if it means meeting your brother with a cheerful countenance. Telling us, this is the part that ties up with this chapter, that when we're meeting our brother, meeting our friends, meeting our family, that we should have some type of smile on our face, some type of cheerful countenance. This also is an act that is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that we are smiling at our brother. Such a good thing. The smiling, normally a person uses it when he wants to try and sell one car, he wants to sell one house, he's a salesperson and he's trying to sell some goods. But how nice it is if we just smile, because this is something that is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be happy. In fact, people are taught to smile, people are taught to sell things, etc. I was explaining, is to try, they just to get something sold, they told to smile. Just to get some girl, they smile. But if we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how fortunate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that this also is a good deed. There was a blind woman, very old woman. She was asked that if you have had to get sight for one moment in your life, if you had to get sight for one moment in your life, what would you like to see? So she said, if I had to be given sight for one moment in my life, I would just like to see the smile of a baby. The smile of a baby. We don't realize what a ni'mah that is to see someone smiling, to see a baby smiling, to see our grandchildren smiling, to see our children smiling. And this is not only restricted to after we go to the dentist, then we can smile. Person can smile all the time. Allah Ta'ala has given us that smile. Doesn't mean our teeth have to be white and clean, then only we can smile. We should smile all the time. This is a good habit. This was one of the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when it's described of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a person that was always smiling. Always smiling. Except if something upset him for the sake of deen. When there was some concern of deen, there was some worry because of deen, then he got upset. But he never got upset for himself. In other words, for any type of personal revenge. This was not the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when two Muslims meet and one offers salam to the other, the most beloved in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is the one who shows a more happier countenance. The one that is smiling more is more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they shake hands, 100 mercies descend upon them. 99 is for the one who placed his hand forward first, and 10 for the person whose hands were shaken. person meets his brother, he puts his hand out first to make musafaha, he is getting 90 mercies that are descending, and 10 is for the person whose hand is shaken. So he's also getting reward, but who's getting more? The person who put his hand out first. The last hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهم فقال الأقرع بن حابس إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لا يرحم لا يرحم متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed Hazrat Hassan bin Ali, kissed his grandson Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. So there was another sahabi that was there, his name was Al-Aqra ibn Habis. So he saw this action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing his grandson Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. So on that occasion, this is what he had to say, this Al-Aqra ibn Habis. So he radiallahu anhu, he said, I have 10 children, but I have never kissed any one of them. This is what he said. Now this in the time of Jahiliyat was a sign of a manhood. A person is strong, a person is got vigor in him, he won't kiss children, etc. It seemed to be like an unman, like a ladyish thing, like a girlish thing to kiss children. So therefore he found it very strange that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kissing his grandson. So that's why he commented and he said, I've got 10 children, never kissed any one of them. In other words, we never thought that this was something that was good. Now look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. The one that does not show mercy, Allah will not show him mercy. So therefore, kissing is a sign of a person showing mercy, showing rahmat to the young. So if a person shows mercy to others, Allah ta'ala will show him mercy. It's not only to children, kissing children, showing mercy to those people that are young, those people that are ill-fortunate, those people that are unfortunate, those people that don't have many abilities, we try and assist them, we show them mercy, even show animals mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us mercy. Just a few incidents from the life of Sahaba to show how much of compassion that they also showed to their children. Now remember, this only came after the Islam came, after Deen came, now they were shown this. Before, they were such people that would bury their daughters alive, small, beautiful baby girls. Bury them alive and think nothing of it. Think nothing of it. If they did more of it, they'll think they actually did a better thing. And after Deen came and Islam came, look how their lives changed. The hadith states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed his son Ibrahim alayhi salam. In another hadith, Bara radiallahu anhu narrates that I entered the house with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as soon as he returned to Medina Sharif. I entered the house with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as soon as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu returned to Medina Sharif. His daughter, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an, was down with a fever. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an went to her and asked, oh my beloved daughter, how are you? He then kissed her cheek. So this shows that these people were burying their daughters alive. Now he's coming and checking on her. How are you? Giving a kiss on the cheek. This was also the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam even kissed his grown-up children. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that whenever Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha would visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would stand up and receive her. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would take her by a hand, kiss her and seat her in his place. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha would reciprocate in the same manner when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam visited her. Look at the amount of respect that father having with the daughter, having with the child. Ask ourselves, do we have that type of respect with our children? This comes with that element of love, comes with the element of respect. And Allah Ta'ala makes it such that when the tarbiyat of the children are made, then they also show that level of respect, that level of love. And as we explained before, it is advisable to kiss the child on the cheek, the child kissing the father on the forehead out of respect, or even the parent kissing the child on the forehead also. There's no harm. However, we must be careful. Sometimes when a person is kissing, especially nowadays, people want to kiss the mother-in-law, father-in-law wants to kiss the daughter-in-law, etc. These are things that, although they're mahram, yes, they are mahram, but we should avoid, because the consequences are very serious. If a person happens to kiss his daughter-in-law with lust, even if he's kissing her on the cheek, kissing her on the face, but he's kissing her with lust, then immediately what happens is the nikah with the son breaks, because he did this out of lust. This is known as hurmat musahara, where a person now, he touches some family member out of lust, and that breaks the nikah. So therefore we have to be very, very careful what we're doing. So yes, out of compassion, person does it, but not out of lust. That's only specifically for the wife, Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See the love, the kindness, the compassion, the smile that Islam teaches us. No other deen teaches this to be an ibadat, where you're smiling at someone, you're getting rewarded, you make salam first, you're getting so much of reward, how we should meet, how we should interact. This is taught to us by Islam. Every day we should take our time and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for granting us Islam. And the best way of also making shukr is practicing on what we have learned. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.